Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Buffalo rancher Weston Merrill buys his first tractor, and it's a big deal. Weston's a young rancher looking to expand the operation he runs with his dad. He has to. He brought his new wife back to live on the ranch he grew up on 5 years ago, and they've since had three kids. Providing for two families, his growing family and his mom and dad, means swelling the revenue stream, and there are only so many ways to do that in Judith Basin County in central Montana. That's how he ended up with leased ground in Lovina, Montana, 80 miles from the ranch. So now he has more land, so potentially more hay and more cattle and ultimately more cash. But nothing's ever easy.
What we've had to do is haul the tractor that my dad owns down to Lovina and just use that. It loads the semi-truck, and then it has to drive and follow the semi-truck to the hay yard. To get down there and back, it's probably right around $100 to $200.
That's the story he gave to his wife, Shannon, anyway. How else would she okay the purchase of a new tractor? Well, not exactly a new tractor. At $100,000, that's way, way out of their budget. But a new old tractor, a secondhand New Holland 9030 four-wheel drive bi-directional articulated tractor, which cost them about a third of the price.
It's a used tractor, but it's just a big step to go, wow, I just bought a tractor.
Shannon grew up in Salt Lake City. Not exactly a city girl. As a kid, she used to visit her grandparents in Dillon, Montana, but not a ranch girl.
Since she wasn't raised this way or grew up this way, she has no problem asking questions, which is good for me because the first thing I think is, well, that's the way we've always done it. But to be a really good operator, you've got to go a lot deeper than that and know exactly why you're going to buy a tractor and know, you know what I mean? It causes me to do my homework and go, okay, really, why do I need this tractor or anything else we do? Happy wife, happy life. So I had to make sure she was on board.
Weston likes what's called a bi-directional tractor because it has a loader on one end and a pin in the middle.
If you just have like a conventional tractor, you can turn the wheels, but just like your vehicle, the wheels turn, but nothing else moves. So that's the reason I like that kind of tractor. When I load hay on a semi-truck, large round bales or what have you, I can move around that tractor. I just have a lot more freedom.
Hay is Weston's main crop in Lovina, where he has about 140 acres under pivot irrigation. Producers can get up to three hay cuttings a summer season on irrigated ground, as opposed to non-irrigated ground, which here in Montana is known as dry land. That makes that 140 acres really valuable.
That's going to produce a lot of hay for us, and we decided it was a worthwhile and needed investment so that we have a loader down there at all times to be able to load the semi-trucks of the people we sell to or to move hay around when we need to move hay around. And I guess since we just got the tractor, it will be yet to be proven.
The tractor will be used to move hay from the field so Weston can clear the fields and start irrigating again straight away, hoping to get another crop. But the best thing about the new tractor is that it can stay right where it is.
What I like about having my own tractor is that I could haul it down there, and if need be, I can leave it there, and I'm not taking away from the ranch or dad's tractor. Whereas before, I hauled his tractor down there, it had to come right home right away in case we needed it up here.
Having a second tractor will help free up time for Weston to get more done when he's in Lovina. But he knows his wife will be hoping it helps him get what he needs to get done more quickly so he gets home to her and their three kiddos, ages 1 to 5, that much sooner. It's been a sticking point for the family.
Because I have this implement doesn't mean I still get to just neglect my family and stay out later because I can accomplish more. So it'll still be definitely a balance of time.
Next week, in a further bid to expand his operation, Weston agrees to run some cows on shares.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.